Kiddie pools are not just for toddlers to wade in. Up on the roof of Metro Baptist Church on West 40th Street, 52 of the blue plastic tubs are being used as planters for tomatoes, Swiss chard, zucchini, and more. The space is known as Hell's Kitchen Farm Project, and it's a collaboration between several area organizations. Lauren Bacchus represents one of them, the Clinton Housing Development Company. She's here with Alan Schurhaus, the pastor of Metro Baptist Church, to talk about what's growing on the roof there. That's for this week's Last Chance Foods on Swiss chard. Welcome to WNYC, Lauren.
Thank you for having us.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Amy. Thank you.
Seems like growing things in weird containers is what New Yorkers do. We had a guest on Last Chance Foods recently talking about growing hot chili peppers in converted milk crates. Alan, what prompted the idea of kiddie pools?
We have a long tradition at our church of maximizing our space, and we have this 4,000 square foot fully exposed to the sun roof. And we were up there one day, and I heard a church member say, "What if we could grow something up here?" We were talking about that in a meeting of area service organizations, and it landed with some friends from Metropolitan Community Church, and they said, "We have some resources of time and grant writing. You have the resource of the roof. Let's come together." And then from there, we brought in Clinton Housing and our church's nonprofit, Rauschenbusch Metro Ministries. And the kiddie pool idea was very much in the tradition of our work. It was the most we could do with the limited resources we had, and it seemed like the perfect fit given our weight constraints and our budget constraints.
And Lauren, where does the food go that's grown on the roof at Metro Baptist Church?
Everything that's grown goes to the food pantry every Saturday in the same building. So there's over 100 people coming through, and all of the food that we have on the roof goes straight to them.
All the news coming through WNYC is a growing number of people seeking help through food pantries, a growing number of people you wouldn't imagine using food pantries, middle-class folks, upper-middle-class folks who now don't have jobs. What are you seeing?
We've seen an increase in demand at our food pantry. I think just last Saturday was one of the largest days that we've seen. So we've seen an increase from around 400 people a month served in terms of all those within particular families to now over 600 within just the last few months. And that represents some steady increase even over the last couple of years. Also, last year, we were able to switch our model from a food pantry where people received grocery bags to a client choice food pantry, which is an increasing trend in the city, so that the food pantry is really more like a grocery store, and it asks people to make the decision about what they need and what they want.
We haven't spoken at all about Swiss chard. Tell me about your Swiss chard crop.
We have red Swiss chard and we have green Swiss chard, and it was first planted in the beginning of April, actually, when we first had our big volunteer push. And throughout the summer, we were able to harvest and actually got 65 pounds of Swiss chard this year. And that exceeds the total harvest from last year.
I love Swiss chard. Have you encountered people who aren't familiar with it or are daunted by greens in general, Alan? Oh, you raised your hand as a person who...
You encountered...
You were like, what?
Yeah, in me,
what's
you
this?
Have encountered someone who is not so familiar with it. And I think in some ways I'm an example of what happens when someone who has a pretty steady, at times unhealthy, at times meat and potatoes kind of diet has that interrupted by the opportunities that a farm or a CSA provides. And so I've learned about Swiss chard and quiche or frittatas and excited to try the chili recipe that Lauren has shared with us today.
And were you familiar with, a fan of Swiss chard or a convert too, like Alan?
You know, I actually do like Swiss chard.
Yeah.
The first time I saw it is at a farmer's market, and I saw this clump of just color. And I was like, what is that? And it was Swiss chard, and it was great. And it turns out it's delicious as well.
Lauren Bacchus is a coordinator working with the Clinton Housing Development Company and the Hell's Kitchen Farm Project. Alan Schurhaus is a pastor at Metro Baptist Church on West 40th Street. To learn more and to get Lauren's recipe for that black bean chili with butternut squash and Swiss chard, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also ask Lauren and Alan a lightning round of questions for my 60-second stir-fry video series. That additional material is also on the Culture site. This is WNYC.